Okay, literally no one ever asked me for this, but like, I'm gonna tell you guys how I got my natural lashes this long. I am wearing mascara, by the way, and I'll get into that. But how I got them this long after having lash extensions for several months. Now, I do want to say, the girl I went to for my lash extensions was great. I never lost lashes, but no matter what, I feel like your lashes will get, like, a little, like, worn down. And mine, personally, I've always had long and thick lashes, but they definitely got a little thinner and straighter. Like, they were very weighed down by the lash extensions. So, I wanted to get comfortable with my natural lashes again and start wearing them without extensions. So, I'm going to show you what they first look like once I got all the extensions off, like, right after, like, the same week. And then I'm going to show you what they looked like after I started using a specific thing. And then I'm going to show you them now up close. So this was like January, mid-January when I first got them off. As you can see, they're so short, thin, and like straight. That was my main issue. And like even putting mascara on, it just looked crazy because they were so straight, would not hold a curl. Now, what I used to get rid of this problem, I tried serums, and I can, like, list the serums below, but what I truly found was, like, a cheap and very, very good alternative and worked amazing for me, and it might not work for everyone. I'm putting this warning out now because if you have, like, sensitive eyes and skin, maybe you shouldn't be using this, but I use Jamaican Black Castor Oil on my lashes. So what I did after this point is I just put it, like, on, like, my lash line with, like, a Q-tip. I actually use, like, the old serum bottle on my head. I use the brush on it now, but it's just, like, a thin brush. You could use a Q-tip or a makeup, like, thin makeup brush and just put it on your lash line. Brush out and clean your lashes properly. Now, look. This was after, like, 4 or 5 weeks, like, barely a month with the castor oil. And this is no makeup, y'all. They got longer, thicker, and I noticed them starting to curl up naturally. Now, I am wearing mascara, and I do have them curled up right now. But, y'all, like, come on. And they're so healthy now, and I still put it on, like, most nights. Do it every night consistently for the first, like, few weeks, and after, like, a month, you're really going to see a drastic change. I really noticed a change after about 2 weeks, after starting to use the castor oil, like, religiously and by itself. But I would say give it at least, like, a month or two to really, like, see. And also, like, test your skin before you even do that. Like, put a little bit on your forearm, the inner of your forearm. Make sure your skin's not too sensitive or has an allergic reaction or anything bad. No irritation or anything. I've used castor oil, actually, for years on my hair. But I tested on my arm just to make sure, even though I know it works on my scalp. And it's worked wonders on my lashes, so.